Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. The Blue Ridge Mountains of northwestern North Carolina and southwestern Virginia have produced legendary bluegrass and old-time guitarists. From founding mother of country music, Maybelle Carter, to bluegrass cross-picking pioneer George Shuffler, to National Heritage Fellow Doc Watson, artists from this corner of the Appalachian Mountains have played an enormous role in shaping American music. Presley Barker is a member of the lineage of virtuosic flat pickers inspired by Doc Watson. Presley first started to learn the guitar in 2012 when he was only 7 years old. It didn't take long for the traditional music community in his native North Carolina mountains to take note. National award-winning guitarist Steve Lewis soon took Presley on as a student, ensuring his place in the great tradition of Blue Ridge flat picking. Virginia guitarist and luthier Wayne Henderson, who, like Doc Watson, is a National Heritage Fellow, has also served as a musical mentor. Within a few short years of taking up the guitar, Presley has logged accomplishments that few other musicians accomplish in a lifetime. At the age of 10, he recorded his first album. At 11, and again at 13, he won first prize in the adult division of the world-famous Galax, Virginia Old Fiddlers Convention Guitar Contest. At 14, he joined Ricky Skaggs on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry. Here's Presley Barker playing the Black Mountain Rag, a tune closely associated with his hero, Doc Watson. And in addition to his formidable guitar skills, Presley has become an outstanding bluegrass singer.
Baby, you don't know my mind today. And baby, you don't know my mind today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Down the road till you come to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.